A hospital in Atlanta is trying to shock people into doing something about childhood obesity. Georgia has more obese children than any other state except Mississippi, and hospital officials are hoping to reverse the trend with help from some harsh new billboards and TV commercials that feature overweight kids. As NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, the ads are making an impact, but the tactics are raising questions.
One ad filmed in black and white that's tough to watch features a little boy and his mom entering a room with two folding chairs. They're both clearly overweight. They sit and look at each other.
Mom, why am I fat?
The mother bows her head and the tagline appears. It reads, 75% of Georgia parents with overweight kids don't recognize the problem. In another spot, a young girl speaks directly to the camera about a disease she says she has.
My doctor says I have something called hypertension. I'm really scared.
The ads are modeled after anti-smoking and anti-methamphetamine campaigns intended to shock the audience.
It has to be harsh. If it's not, nobody's going to listen.
Linda Mazakite is a vice president with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, the pediatric hospital running the campaign. She says parents are in denial. Nearly 1 million Georgia kids are overweight or obese.
This is a medical crisis. And I say, if you don't believe me, come visit our hospital and see the kids that we are now taking care of that more and more have type 2 diabetes, have hypertension, need knee replacements. And it's breaking our heart to see these adult-type diseases in the children that we serve.
But some question the strategy. Rodney Lynn is a professor at Georgia State University's Public Health Institute.
This campaign is more negative than positive.
Based on his research, Lynn says the ads can hurt the very market they're targeting.
We know that, you know, stigmatization leads to lower self-esteem, potential depression. We know that kids will engage in physical activity less because they feel like they're going to be embarrassed. So there are all these other negative effects.
The ads are part of a five-year, $25 million anti-obesity effort. It includes training pediatricians, getting programs in schools, and setting up a clinic to treat the medical and psychological issues related to obesity. South of Atlanta, Gayla Grubbs owns a sandwich shop in Griffin, Georgia. One of the employees makes a turkey sandwich for Grubbs' 15-year-old son, Sam, with some special instructions from mom.
Light on the mayo. I mean, no mayo, just mustard. Okay, perfect.
Sam is obese, and Grubbs says she realized he needed help, so she took him to the children's clinic last year.
I wanted to give Sam every opportunity to feel good about himself and to get healthy. That was the main thing.
In fact, Gayla says she didn't tell Sam he was going to the clinic until they started driving there. Sam says he didn't really mind.
I was being bullied a lot because of my weight. And after I started losing it, it cut down quite a lot. They don't call me names or anything like that anymore.
It's a self-esteem issue. And, you know, if you feel better about yourself, you're going to carry yourself differently. And so that has helped.
Sam has lost 20 pounds so far and wants to lose another 50 by the end of the year.
I've been cutting back on my portion sizes a whole lot. Instead of like four or so pieces of pizza, I only have about two.
And Sam says he doesn't eat pizza or fast food much anymore. This kind of family intervention is exactly what health officials hope to see more of. For the record, Gayla Grubbs says she's not upset by the anti-obesity ads that have raised controversy here.
It plants a seed, and what we do with that is our responsibility.
The second phase of the Children's Healthcare ad campaign is about to begin, and officials say it will focus on encouraging adults, parents, teachers, and grandparents to take action. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.